Now we're going to check in on a story we spent quite a bit of time on earlier this summer, the fight outside the city of Tripoli in northern Lebanon. The Lebanese army is still battling Islamist militants that have taken over a Palestinian refugee camp. The violence has left more than 120 Lebanese soldiers dead and thousands of refugees homeless. NPR's Ivan Watson sent us this report.
The coast of Lebanon is dotted with Crusader castles where thousands of medieval battles were fought. Centuries later, a seaside Palestinian refugee camp has become the site of a modern-day siege. After more than 2 months of fighting, a once bustling community of some 40,000 Palestinians has been reduced to stacks of smoking concrete where gun battles rage day after day. Lebanese flags fly from bombed-out rooftops, marking the army's advance into the Nahr el-Bared camp. Lebanese commanders say they have encircled between 60 and 100 Fatah al-Islam militants in a small but heavily fortified corner of the camp. But the guerrillas are fighting to the death, killing Lebanese soldiers with booby traps and snipers. Local residents appear to have adapted to the rhythms of this siege. Traffic streams down the highway which overlooks the battleground, with drivers seemingly unfazed by the sounds of the bloody struggle less than 2 miles away. It's here that 9-year-old Mohammed Asus and his 6-year-old sister Elmen play with friends in piles of discarded styrofoam. Mohammed's family is staying with relatives after they fled their house in Nahr el-Bared 2 months ago, carrying little more than the clothes on their backs. Before they left, Mohammed says several Fatah al-Islam fighters dressed in camouflage and black masks showed up at his house.
They wanted to, like, take over our house, but my uncle stopped them. He said, "We have women and we have kids in the house. You can't come." So they said, "Okay, but get us some mortar."
Until the fighting began here, little was known of Fatah al-Islam, an obscure group led by a Palestinian and comprised of several hundred fighters from across the Arab world. Ilyas Hana is a retired general from the Lebanese army.
I think that Fatah al-Islam has two dimensions. Maybe some of the thoughts of and doctrine and ideology of Al-Qaeda, and at the same time it was infiltrated by many regional security organization, intelligence organization.
The Lebanese army was unprepared and ill-equipped for this battle. The U.S. and other allies of the Beirut government dispatched emergency plane loads of ammunition and other equipment after the fighting began. Public opinion in this notoriously divided country has been squarely behind the Lebanese military. Near Nahr el-Bared, Lebanese civilians play patriotic music and wave flags at the thousands of Lebanese troops deployed around the camp. Many locals are angry at the hundreds of thousands of Palestinians who have lived in refugee camps in Lebanon for more than half a century. Mustafa Hazem's store here is open, selling jeans and flip-flops, even though it is less than 2 miles from the siege.
I will to burn all the Fatah Islam and Palestine in Lebanon. I don't like Palestine in Lebanon.
But Khalil Makawi, the Lebanese official in charge of relations with Palestinian communities, has promised to completely rebuild Nahr el-Bared. The Lebanese government is worried that the fighting could draw in other armed Palestinian factions located in the many other teeming camps scattered around the country.
The Palestinians were left impoverished, unattended, in very miserable conditions, the camps. So these camps became a fertile ground for extremists and fundamentalists and so on.
Lebanese military commanders fear the fighting here could go on for another month or more. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Nahr el-Bared, Lebanon.